And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Good. We're in the middle of something. You have personal thoughts about things that are important to you, and you call that your personal creating. Do you think that it is appropriate for you to have thoughts about world events? And when you have thoughts about world events, are they personal to you? And are you the creator of your experience? And are your thoughts about the world part of that? Bring us back around to where you are. Come start where with the fervor that you felt.
I just felt that, as you said, we're born in love and innocence. And then as we grow older, we seem to, as you say, get upstream or get influenced by other people's negativity. Then as we get older and we go through that phase, we start looking back and trying to say, what could I have done differently? How can I help maybe someone else that doesn't have to go through the same thing we went through? So
we were talking earlier about the question and the answer. And is the answer more important than the question? And so in that same light, if someone or a lot of someones, if even generations of people have lived stronger contrast and have given birth to rockets of desire that future generations are born into, is there not value in that? In other words, the question that we want to put back to you, to all of you, is, do you think that it would be possible for you to expand if you were living in an environment that in any point in time you considered to be perfect and complete? In other words, if the thoughts that you thought, if everything that you wanted were offered to you in this moment, would your expansion be enhanced or inhibited?
So you're saying we need the challenges of all the things that we perceive as bad?
We wouldn't use the word challenge. We would use the word variety. And you would only perceive it, and you only perceive it as bad if it poses a threat to you. In other words, it's only, we watch children standing on the edge of the volcano, not perceiving it as a bad thing, but then no one was being dropped into it. And so it's in its realization or belief that it poses a threat to my well-being that you selfishly and accurately then call it something unwanted or bad. In other words, we want to help you to remember the way you felt coming in, of acknowledging that this buffet has things unwanted and wanted, but from that perspective you expected to select those things wanted, understanding that in the awareness of what was not wanted, the clarity of who you are.